This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. My co-host for this segment each week is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, and good morning to you. And Russ, did you hear the news?
Well, I know enlighten me.
I know this is called Cinema Chat, but multiple sources are reporting, and it will be apparently announced later today in formal fashion. The rivalry is back on. It looks as though Michigan and Notre Dame will start their series again in the year 2018 on the football field.
Nothing but good news from the football front, so that's outstanding, as long as they maintain the annual game with Michigan-Ohio State, so you and I can face off every November in a jovial,
I like
but
winning
passionate.
Decades at a time.
There you great. Go. Well, congratulations to the University of Michigan for arranging that. Great tradition to continue. And we will continue with football chat in September.
But for now, let's talk about the movies.
That's
a lot of
right.
news out of Hollywood, actually.
That's right. Michelle Williams is in talks to star with Hugh Jackman in a film called The Greatest Show on Earth, which is a biopic on P.T. Barnum. And Hugh Jackman is a wonderful showman, and P.T. Barnum was quite a character in the 1900s, 1800s.
Wasn't it him that said, sucker born every minute?
Yeah, absolutely, and he actually promoted, before he got into the circus business, he set up a museum in New York, which was a tourist destination kind of thing, took tours of Tom Thumb and Jenny Lind, who was a famous opera singer at the time. But Michelle Williams is attached to this now, and she recently starred on Broadway and was nominated for a Tony, as was our friend Jeff Daniels, whom she starred with in that wonderful play.
Blackbird, right.
Yeah, Blackbird. So we'll look forward to that event. Woody Allen has his new film that he's planning and announced that James Belushi and Kate Winslet will star in it. Now, his current film, Cafe Society, starring Jesse Eisenberg, has yet to be released in this market, but it soon will be released. So we'll look forward to another Woody Allen film, which is yet to
be
named.
Is he going to stop shooting in Europe and come back to New York, where he does his best work?
It is set in late 1950s New York.
There you
so
go.
So we'll look forward to that. Director Zaza Urashadze, who directed Tangerines, which was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film this year, it was a really touching drama, a war drama, a very human war drama about these two adversaries who end up being injured and are taken in by this farmer who farms tangerines and stays in this war-torn area. But they get together and learn to appreciate each other despite their differences. This time he's doing a comedy. It's called The Monk, and it's about a monk who has squirreled himself away for years and years and years. And then he's called into service in a picturesque village, and there's this beautiful woman. And as you would expect with this particular director, Zaza Urashadze, both characters are presented very, very sympathetically. And he's hoping that the audience falls in love with the monk as much as the monk fell in love with this beautiful young woman.
he finds the core of our humanity.
Absolutely. So we'll look forward to that film as it's being put together. And then Alicia Vikander has a movie coming out called Tulip Fever that we were expecting to play this month or next month. And the distributor, Weinstein, has pulled the film entirely until next February, which is something they do all the time.
Is that a commentary on the film itself?
No,
it's business.
It's business, and it's the Weinstein Company. But she got a lot of acclaim last year, was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in The Danish Girl, also starred in Ex Machina. And it was expected that this film was going to be released with the idea that it might compete for an acting award, if not a Best Picture award.
Okay.
So we'll look forward to seeing Tulip Fever, but not as soon as we had intended. And again, this is just part of my life in terms of the Weinstein Company.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins. And we've talked about what lay ahead in the film world. What is my present? What can I see this weekend that's brand new to me?
We have a documentary about a mining village in Wales where the men in the working man's club in that community decide they're going to get into the sport of kings, horse racing, and they put together a package and pick a foal and develop this foal into a racing horse. And it's a true story, and it's a documentary about these very compelling people. The film is called Dark Horse.
Makes perfect sense.
And the horse does very well, but then gets injured, and it has to be nursed back to health. So to see this very genuine story, this documentary, put together in this very heartwarming way is outstanding. And it's playing just a few screenings on the 9th, 11th, 13th, and 14th. So check the Michigan Theater's website for the exact screening times. But Dark Horse offers a thoroughly crowd-pleasing look and an incredible and inspirational real-life story that will thrill horse lovers and non-horse lovers. It's got 97% positive reviews.
Yeah, that's pretty high on the scale.
Absolutely. And then opening at your multiplex is The Life of Pets, which has a great voice cast. Louis C.K., Kevin Hart, Eric Stone Street, and it's
obviously
about
a comedy.
What dogs and cats and other pets do when their owners are away. The critical consensus is strong, 81% positive reviews. It's a fast-paced, funny, and it's blessed with a great voice cast. Secret Life of Pets offers a beautifully animated, cheerful, undemanding family film diversion for summer. So you can check that out. And then if you're looking for a hard-partying comedy about weddings,
kind of a late teen young adult film,
can be very popular. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates puts together Adam Devine and Zac Efron. They're looking for dates to go to their friend's wedding in Hawaii. They end up getting Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza to be their dates, and the women kind of turn it on them. So that's a fun
Mike and Dave
twist.
Need Wedding Dates. Sounds more like a Facebook post than a movie.
Yeah, it's true. the screwball premise apparently works, but it's only sporadically funny, according to the critics.
A couple of good movies still playing, though.
That's right. Swiss Army Man, which we talked about last week, stars Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe. Daniel Radcliffe plays a corpse, but sometimes the corpse talks, which is just part of the very whimsical nature of this film. And, you know, this may not be for everybody, but it was a huge buzz film coming out of Sundance. And people really are attracted to this thing. We have another film called The Lobster, which not everybody likes, but it's
in
doing
fact, some people
very
downright
well.
Did not like it, but
and some people really, really like it. And
right.
This is the same kind of thing. The directors have put together this really interesting premise about this corpse who helps this island-stranded guy survive. But you're never quite sure whether you're viewing an actuality, an imagination, a flight of imagination that this character played by Paul Dano has.
Or sort of visualization of internal truth.
That's right. But it's called Swiss Army Man because this corpse has qualities that end up saving his life at various points in time, the way a Swiss Army knife
does, right?
Would if you were camping. So anyway, very odd and interesting premise. Swiss Army Man continues at the Michigan Theater. And then Our Kind of Traitor, which is a John Le Carré-inspired thriller. And again, it's gotten very solid reviews. It relies on solid writing and acting rather than the action. But it's a great spy thriller movie that folks are really liking. So go check it out. Our summer classic this week, is Streetheart Named Desire, which stars Vivian Leigh and Kim Hunter and, of course, Marlon Brando, directed by Elia Kazan. And you can go check that out on Sunday at 1:30, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Next week, we have Monty Python and the Holy Grail, so we'll look forward to that comedy.
Yeah, you're not kidding when you say classic series, are you?
That's absolutely true. We also have a live broadcast or a live recorded broadcast of the Royal Shakespeare Company doing Hamlet, and that's coming up on Sunday the 10th at 7 p.m. Those are very, very popular. Again, this is a theatrical production that's been live captured and brought direct to you at the Michigan Theater from the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Well, we'll see you at the theaters. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood, and happy summer.